By the fall of 1918, the United States had been at war with Germany for over a year. The war brought victory gardens, liberty bonds, and reports of German U-boats prowling the waters off the East Coast. Despite the war, day-to-day life in East Jaffrey proceeded as it had for decades, much as Thornton Wilder described it in Our Town, the quintessential New England play set in the southwest corner of New Hampshire. You come up here on a fine afternoon, and you can see range on range of hills. Awful blue they are, says the stage manager who narrates Our Town. And, of course, our favorite mountain, Mount Monadnock's right here. And all around it lie these towns, Jaffrey and North Jaffrey and Peterborough and Dublin. The stage manager, from his vantage point in Peterborough, where Wilder wrote the play, could well have seen William Dean's hilltop home some 6 miles away to the southwest. At the time, most of the region had been cleared of trees to provide pasture for sheep and wood for fuel, and incidentally providing unencumbered views of mile upon mile of rolling hills. The Deans lived in a small bungalow perched on a windswept knoll 100 yards off the old Peterborough Road. Past the bungalow, another 100 yards, was a large summer house that the Deans had built and which they had been forced to begin renting out when finances became tight. Between the two houses and down a slope was a barn where Dean kept his few animals, one or two cows, his horse, a flock of white turkeys for which he was locally known, and an assortment of stray and cast-off animals that the Deans had taken in. Standing in their yard, one could see Mount Monadnock rising majestically to the west, Massachusetts to the south, and, on a clear day, the Atlantic Ocean, 80 miles to the east. It was an isolated but starkly beautiful location, with only the sounds of wind, birds, and the occasional night-calling owl to disturb the peace. William Dean's father had been a Baptist missionary in China and then Siam, where William grew up playing with the Crown Prince of Siam. In later youth, he lived with his Uncle Henry, a physician in Rochester, New York, who inspired William to go to medical school. Dean studied and trained to be a doctor, but never actually practiced medicine. His wife Mary, who was also his first cousin, knew the stress that a medical career had caused her father and married William only when he agreed not to practice. They moved to Jaffrey in 1887, in part because Dean was suffering from a throat ailment that threatened tuberculosis. It was thought that the clean country air of their hilltop retreat would aid in his recovery. In Jaffrey, the Deans were much loved for their kindness and hospitality. They appreciated literature, music, and art, and hobnobbed with wealthy summer residents who descended on the region during the warm months to attend the theater, concerts, and art exhibitions. The summer people often brought visiting guests to the Dean Hilltop Farm to see the magnificent views of the mountains and the surrounding towns and villages. Mary recorded the visitors' names in a guest book, and in one season she noted as many as 600 visitors. It was an idyllic way of life that came to a sudden, tragic end on the night of Tuesday, August 13, 1918. According to Mary Dean, her husband arrived home at about 9:30 that evening, his usual time when returning from the village. He brought in his purchases, ate one of the currant buns he had purchased in town, and smoked a cigarette. At about 11 o'clock, he went to milk the cow. Dean was viewed as somewhat eccentric by his neighbors in that, contrary to accepted practice, he milked his cows at noon and midnight so that he could sleep late in the morning. The Deans were accustomed to staying up into the early hours of the morning, reading by a light that locals reported could be seen a great distance away. Before he headed to the barn, William told Mary he would return at midnight and asked her to have a hot supper ready for him when he returned. He took a lantern and pail and left to do his chores. Mary heated some soup and waited for William's return, but he didn't come. An hour passed, then two. She began to grow anxious. The Deans were creatures of habit, and it was unlike him to deviate from his usual routine. She felt certain some mishap had befallen him. Why else would he leave her alone for so long? She waited through the night, occasionally dozing, then startled awake by the rustling of wind in the trees or the shrill bark of a fox in the woods. Her husband never returned.